Hello, my name is Fraser Tripp, and you are listening to a special mini podcast of sorts for Vern Magazine. And we're putting this together because today we are at Media Lab YYC with founder and creator Kyle Marshall. Hi, Kyle. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Well, thank you for inviting us into the space and letting us check everything out here. To start off with, could I get you to tell us a little bit about yourself and what it means to be a creator?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've kind of went down this whole creative train a few years ago. I got really into YouTube first, and then a couple years after that, like super into podcasting. So all this kind of like new media stuff. And part of it is, I think, when I was a kid, there was this desire in me to be like, you know what I can do? I want to be a late night TV show host. That was kind of like my first big dream that I had my entire life. And when I got into university, obviously I'm like, that's probably not an actual thing that's going to happen. But then I saw this explosion of creativity on the internet, because that was now a thing that was in everybody's life. And so looking at online video and online audio, this was something I thought, not necessarily that was easy, but something that I felt was easier to break into at that point. And that kind of just went down the rabbit hole of myself creating online video and then eventually getting into the podcast game.
Excellent. And so you now host a podcast along with one other person called Assumptions. And that's going into its second season this year. And you also operate your own YouTube channel. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So there, I've been doing the YouTube channel for just about 8 years at this point. Primarily a vlogging channel where I'm just talking about news of the day, stuff I'm thinking about, that sort of thing. And for the podcast, Assumptions, this was a collaboration with me and my friend Daniel, where he is a very deeply seated Christian. He's someone who's very tied to his faith. I myself am a dirty atheist, so that's how I look at myself. And so we just sit down and have an open conversation about our two different worldviews, not in I'm yelling at you or I'm right and you're wrong type of way, but just trying to understand the other person's point of view and just trying to understand the world a little bit better from the other person's point of view.
Excellent. So you created Media Lab. It opened fairly recently at the end of September. What inspired you to create this space?
Good question. So I was at this annual convention that I go to down in California. It's called VidCon. It's all about online video. And while I was there, I realized that in California, LA specifically, but also in some of like the bigger centers of the world, like New York and London, Google owns these things called YouTube Spaces. And it's a place where people can use green screens, high-end video equipment, high-end audio equipment. And it's just a place to be creative and be able to collaborate with other people. And I was like, oh, I really want to go and visit this place. And then I discovered that I couldn't, because you need to have at least 10,000 subscribers in order to even enter into the door. And I felt like, man, I wish there was something where anyone could go and still have kind of the same experience. And that was kind of the big light bulb moment as I was flying back home. I was like, wait a second, how if I created something like that in Calgary? And that kind of put me down the road of entrepreneurship.